This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your fifth,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now you, as in you Americans, you have a right to expect that by now anybody purporting to be a conservative thought leader, which is a really stupid, lame term in my opinion, is going to be conservative woke, sometimes known as based, as in based on logic. Based upon, you know, based on the Constitution, based on patriotism, based. There's no excuse for still living in a Mitt Romney / Candy Crowley gimp cellar of crippling principles and more principled failure. And if you presume to lead us, you need to understand that we are in a life or death struggle to preserve our lives and liberty against a Marxist offensive unlike anything anybody's ever experienced before, and that we need to fight back and win or go down in defeat. We've lost patience with the soft cons, the surrender cons, and the sissy cons who demonstrate that they do not. Just ask Chrissy Noem, who waffled and lost her shot forever. And it's all coming to a head again with the DeSantis-Disney war and the fight in conservatism over tactics and strategy. So let's try to clear something up before we proceed too much further. We absolutely have to have a real debate about the new aggression that the vast majority of us believe is absolutely necessary to win this cultural war and preserve our liberty. What the combative mode that people like me propose has potential downsides, and there is a risk of abuse. We are conservatives, not leftists, and we can have a debate, thanks to Elon Musk. We can have it in public now on Twitter. Everyone who says, let's think about this, though, let's think this through, they're not necessarily a simpering jab like wuss begging people who laugh at him for some claps. We have some good faith critics, and we need not fear an argument. But then we also have a bunch of losers who never met a leftist they didn't yearn to surrender to. The entire Bulwark staff and the other cruise ship cons are all deep in the leftist trick bag, shaking their former conservative credentials on MSNBC, CNN, and hoping credulous normies will take them home for the night. But the good faith critics need to get on that trolley after we pick a path forward. There's no room for perpetual nags getting in the way of the infantry as we attack. Debates are fine, but the debate has to end with a decision, and we expect the guys who lose the debate to fall in and pick up their weapon rather than go AWOL and show up in a panel with noted intern and monogamy aficionado Joe Scarborough explaining how masculine conservatism is not who we are. Well, fighting back hard is not who they are, that's for sure. And we're not having them purport to lead us anymore. After decades of incoming fire by an aggressive left that wants to convert us into impoverished, gender-baffled serfs, with no ability to participate in our own governance, we have a right to demand that the people wanting to lead the fight actually understand that we are in a fight. And we are now demanding that. And you better not waver And you better not waffle, not if you want a future in this GOP. Back to Kristi Noem. She was found wanting. She sided with the Chamber of Commerce cons against the law protecting girls' sports and then lectured us that we were too dumb to understand how her total surrender was actually a massive victory. That's where she loses her mojo with us. The base was done with her. She's toast. And if Trump or DeSantis or anybody else thinks about naming her VP, her anticipated presidential campaign is deader than CNN Plus, he'll hear about it loud and clear. He can't betray us anymore and survive. George W. did, Mitt did, McCain did. These cons have one thing in common with pantsuit Clinton. They've been cheated on a zillion times, but unlike that lumpy harpy who recently and utterly predictably came out foursquare in favor of censorship, as losers often do, modern conservatives are refusing to tolerate adultery, in our case, of an ideological nature. The guys at National Review, some of whom have always been pretty squared away, lost a ton of support by being soft on Trump and, more importantly, the populist Republican project that is now the mainstream of the GOP. Insiders say that the donations bottomed out as people got sick of a mostly united front on its masthead, lecturing us on our moral obligation to let ourselves be run over by the leftist freight train. But look at how they and how other formerly mellow cons are reacting to Ron DeSantis' glorious counterattack against corporations. And, yeah, there's still some writers on the National Review advocating surrender. They don't call it that, but they're calling for us to keep doing what we've been doing for the last decade, and we know that leads to defeat. So it's reasonable to extrapolate that they are willing to accept defeat because they dirty their dainty hands with the figurative blood of our enemies. They don't want that. But if you look closer, there are several writers who are not advocating rolling over, and that's good because there's no room in the new conservatism for perpetual critics who want to pester us into the gulag. We need to debate the issue of how to fight back, but then we need to make a decision. We all need to get on board once the decision is made. Passive aggression, much less aggressive aggression, is the kind Conservative Inc. has been practicing ever since we fired them and hired Trump. That is the no-go at this station. We now have a chance to unify and bring it in for the big win. And yes, I'm calling for conformity amongst the conservatives. And it's not just me. Lots of people are doing it. And second, we are not demanding conformity. We are demanding that the folks on our side not give aid and comfort to an enemy that seeks to disarm, disenfranchise, and destroy us. And they want to do worse to our kids. And if you can't get with the program of fighting back against this massive cultural and political assault on us, well, then you don't get to be one of us. And you do get one chance, blow it, you're gone. And you should, if you, first of all, this should already be coming to you. You should be saying, absolutely, I'm all in. I'm excited to be a part of this. I finally get to get out there and throw off all restrictions, all this, all that. I can finally fight for my country. If you're not that way already, well, there's a problem. If you have to sit there and go, well, let me think, there's a big problem. We're not going to agree. We're not going to get along on everything. But we do have to unite, and we do have to have one common mission, which is saving this country. Saving it for ourselves, saving it for our children, for their children, for their children. We got to do it. We got to do it. It's not a simple matter of going, well, you know, I gave it my shot, and I mean, my time has passed, and you know, how good can it be? We need each and every one of us in there right away, right now. We need it. We got to have it. We got to have it soon. We got to have it now. So, like I said, choose wisely. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most accessibly reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Well, I don't know how it works when you buy something like Twitter. I don't know. Do they write a check for that? How does that work? I don't know. Elon Musk has finally managed to buy Twitter. And the moment he did that, the enraged left flipped out. And, of course, now they're saying, oh, well, if he can afford that, he can afford to pay his fair share after, what do you pay, $11 billion in taxes? But, abruptly, the leftists began to trash their favorite electronic communications platform as the domain of the nation's elite professional classes. Had they just discovered they'd been racist and privileged users all this time? And what happened to their former worship of Musk as the man who revolutionized the clean, green automobile industry with his Tesla electric car company? Or Musk, the space revolutionary and hipster trekker, who with his own money helped ensure that we remain preeminent in space exploration? Or Musk the Patriot, who's providing free next-generation internet service to the underdog Ukrainians fighting Russians for their lives? None of that matters. The left reviles Musk because he has announced that Twitter will be the one social media platform whose business is not to censor or massage free speech in an otherwise monopolist, intolerant, and hard-left Silicon Valley. In a way, Musk is sort of like Trump to Silicon Valley. He's an outsider. He's not a Silicon Valley guy. He's a, you know, he's a car guy. He's a business guy. Might he, you know, one of the things that might happen, he might even allow former President Donald Trump to communicate on Twitter in the fashion that the terrorist Taliban, Iranian theocrats, and violent Antifa protesters all take for granted in their daily access to Twitter. But, I got a question. I know the answer to this already, but let me ask this question just so everybody understands this. How did the once free speech, antitrust, let it all hang out left become a Victorian busybody, a censorious Soviet, and an old-fashioned robber baron monopoly? When it discovered that few Americans wanted left-wing social politics, it turned elsewhere. It found power instead through control of American institutions from academia and Wall Street to traditional and social media. When Musk was merely talking about buying Twitter, the left shrieked that an outlier multi-billionaire owning a media, and especially a social media venue, was unfair. Even though Mark Zuckerberg owns Facebook, even though Jeff Bezos owns Washington Post, this buyout, despite those two things I just mentioned, is supposedly dangerous and a threat to democracy. But the more the left screamed, the less people listened. Now, talking about Facebook, it has roughly 15 times more market capitalization than Twitter. It has an audience of 2 billion users, over seven times larger than Twitter's 271 million. Zuckerberg's monopoly on global social media and his enormous wealth were stealthily put in service to the Democratic Party in the 2020 election. He infused $420 million of his media money into warping the vote in key precincts by augmenting and absorbing the work of state registrars to empower likely left-wing voters. Back to Bezos, second wealthiest man in the world, he owns the influential Washington Post. It has moved markedly to the activist left under his patronage. Multi-billionaire Lisa Jobs, widow of the late Apple founder Steve Jobs, owns The Atlantic. It has become an increasingly hard-left political magazine. So in Orwellian fashion, apparently most media-owning left-wing billionaires are good. But one social media-owning non-left-wing billionaire is bad. Well, how exactly might a Musk-owned Twitter alter an election? Well, by emulating the former directors of Twitter and the rest of Silicon Valley social media, who canceled not just conservatives, but any new communication they felt harmful to the 2020 Biden campaign. They can do it that way. From the outset, it was clear that Hunter Biden's lost laptop incriminated his dad, Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Biden was referenced by his own quid pro quo, grifting son variously as the big guy and Mr. 10%. Full partner in peddling beltway influence to rich foreign actors. Joe Biden being super dad for all of his children that work in something that he has, you know, it's because he's who he is. He gets 10% of their earnings. He's running an Amway operation on his children. In lockstep, social media banned most coverage of the pre-election laptop story. And instead, they spread the false narrative of Russian disinformation. We now know the laptop was always authentic. The crude efforts to suppress mention of it were classic politicized news suppression. Still, the left may very well have a reason to be terrified of Elon Musk. Should he liberate Twitter from left-wing scolds and groupthinkers, would other renegade new companies and old standbys follow his lead? Is this $46 billion acquisition the internet equivalent of the Germans in November 1989 with sledgehammers smashing down the Berlin Wall? Does Musk sense that the looming November midterm elections may result in one of the rare landslide verdicts in American history? Does he assume the public prefers a muckraker who demands free speech rather than corporate insider cronies censoring expression they don't find useful? Looking at the polls today, the American people have had their fill of 14 months of self-inflicted ideology-driven disaster. And why not? Because we don't have a border. Crime is spiking, inflation, unaffordable gasoline, and neo-Confederate racial fixations. And, are the recent Netflix implosion, the CNN Plus disaster, the Disney debacle, the Virginia statewide and San Francisco school board elections. The polls show massive defections of Latinos from the left. And the grassroots pushback against government-imposed mask wearing and explicit transgender education in the K-3 grades, also symptoms of a reckoning. Is that on the horizon for them now? The country is ready for a revolution of sorts. And he believes he can lead it with his Silicon Valley sledgehammer. And I guess left is saying, bring it on. I'm in for that ride. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is continuing to testify before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee on Thursday about how the DHS plans to address border security. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert asks how many illegal immigrants it will take for the southern border situation to be considered an invasion.
It says the federal government is going to keep the states free from invasion. That hasn't happened.
Some Republicans are calling on Secretary Mayorkas to resign over allegations that he has not enforced border laws. Secretary Mayorkas contends the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. President Biden is using the excuse technical factors for the nation's economy shrinking in the first 3 months of the year. GDP growth declined by 1.4% during the first quarter. USA Radio News. A police union in Grand Rapids is standing by their man after an officer-involved shooting earlier this month.
The union representing law enforcement in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is defending the officer who shot Patrick Leoya after video showed him resisting arrest and reaching for the officer's taser. The Grand Rapids Police Officers Association says Leoya's death is tragic, but it also said officers have a legal right to protect themselves and the community in a volatile situation. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Russian soldiers are accused of mistreating Ukrainian civilians near Kyiv. This comes a month after more than 400 dead civilians were found. A chief prosecutor saying it's their goal to identify everybody who was involved in criminal activity. This on the heels of the president wanting to send $33 billion to Ukraine for aid. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I was just talking about how bad it is for people outside of Twitter. What's going on inside Twitter right now? Twitter is, I just don't imagine too many of them subscribing to this show as a podcast. I just don't see it. Somebody help me with that if you think I shouldn't be looking at it this way. So let's start with a bawling censor. And according to Ace at Ace of Spades, Vijaya Gadde is the super social justice warrior who pushed and pushed to make it against the rules on Twitter to refer to any transgender by his correct pronouns. She puts the claim from the transgender lobby that it is violence and causes harm to ever acknowledge their actual chromosome makeup. So, Vijaya and her dumb boss Jack Dorsey, then CEO of Twitter, decided to debate Tim Pool on the Joe Rogan show. And right off the back, in this debate, she's defending the censorship of Dr. Sean Baker for pushing the carnivore diet. Soon thereafter, she and Jack both claimed that there will be no censorship of people suggesting that vaccines are unsafe, that that's not against the rules. But, yeah, that would change in a few years, right? And essentially, she's been pushing the line that anything the left claims causes harm must be censored, and that the idea that all this censorship causes harm to free speech just isn't a consideration we should worry about. Remember me talking yesterday about Eric Schmidt and the AIs? Isn't that what this sounds like a little bit to you? Sounds like it to me. Maybe a little bit. She's also known to have been the loudest proponent of censoring the New York Post, shutting down the entire media organization's participation on Twitter on mendacious claims that they were violating terms of service for reporting the news, which is to say the accurate story of Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop, which rolled out inconveniently before Joe Biden's, quote, election, end quote. Now, there's plenty of evidence to suggest that fraud won the election. That act did affect the election as well, as significant numbers of voters who said they voted for Biden without that information said they would have changed their votes had they known. So that certainly means something. That makes her act not just fourth world censorship, but an illegal in-kind political donation, which should be sanctioned. This is a political slime ball with dictatorial impulses. She's certainly among the crew that banned the President of the United States while blithely allowing the Taliban, the Iranian mullahs, and Vlad Putin to post without any fetters at all. And now, like a bully who's been beaten, she's out bawling and whimpering after her raw thuggery with the First Amendment has been exposed. Bawling. So let's go to a company meeting. It seems that James O'Keefe has been active, releasing a tape of Twitter's internal meeting after Musk made his purchase. It wasn't pretty. It was a question and answer series, right? One of the questions asked was, how does the board and Mr. Elon Musk plan on dealing with a mass exodus considering the acquisition is by a person with questionable ethics? That kind of thing. The fraught voices and the terror that Twitter's censorship policies will end are all over the place if you go check that out. And how will they control Elon? The mass exodus, that's how. CEO Parag Agrawal piously speaks on his commitment to censorship. The place is obviously in a panic and a lefty mess of entitlements. Musk has advised them that their six-figure jobs will be safe for 6 months. After that, he'll effectively be sick of them, and they'll be out on their ears, and they know it. Maybe they, you know, since they have a little work experience, maybe they could get new jobs at Truth Social. But for now, let's look at the polls. According to a BizPack review, before the final moves were made, Twitter had second thoughts about Musk's offer of a $54.20 per share price to buy the company. A Harvard Caps Harris poll began to monitor the topic with voters and found a majority also felt the platform negatively targeted conservatives. Survey released to The Hill on Monday showed that 57% of voters approved of the sale, which finally went through on Monday, selling Twitter to Musk for $44 billion. Meanwhile, another 52% indicated that they believe conservative speech is censored on the platform, while 48% thought the platform was fair. Now, it seems that amid all the bawling at headquarters and media meltdowning, way off in the distance, the sounds of the public cheering Musk can be heard. Because those are landslide numbers. So let's check in with @Jack. And we get this. The idea and service is all that matters to me, and I will do whatever it takes to protect both. Twitter as a company has always been my sole issue and my biggest regret. It's been owned by Wall Street, and the ad model taking it back from Wall Street is the correct first step. In principle, I don't believe anyone should own or run Twitter. It wants to be a public good at a protocol level, not a company. Solving for the problem of being a company, however, Elon is the singular solution I trust. I trust his mission to extend the light of consciousness. So, you know, Dorsey was apparently ousted by the current censorship crew running the company now. seems to like what's going on here with Musk buying the company and vowing to restore free speech. Jack Dorsey was actually against the Twitter banning of President Trump. And the censorship-happy others bowled ahead and did it anyway. And Musk understands what's going on here, and he understands it very well. He said, the extreme antibody reaction from those who fear free speech says it all. And by free speech, I simply mean that which matches the law. I am against censorship that goes far beyond the law. If people want less free speech, they will ask government to pass laws to that effect. Therefore, going beyond the law is contrary to the will of the people. What's the stock price doing? Well, right now, it was trading recently at $49.68. Basically flat for an extended period of time, which spikes upward when Musk took some sort of action, meaning the markets like his idea to buy and take Twitter private. And then, let's look at Elon Musk's latest tweet. Said Truth Social is currently beating Twitter and TikTok on the Apple Store. And it's true. It's true. Who knew? President Trump's new rival platform, Truth Social, is beating the crap out of Twitter on the Apple Store. When you see a company owner tweet out something like that, it's pretty obvious he's making a statement about the need for some changes around that company. It's a striking warning to the Twitter creatures, whose job is to make the company increase in value and participation, that they've been falling down on the job, based on their love for all things woke. It is a sign of a company in trouble, with the night rushing in to pick up that place, bring it up from the gutter whence it's fallen, and start competing in the marketplace of ideas. Quite honestly, it's about damn time somebody did something. And I'm very happy to be here to watch it and look at it happen and just enjoy the change. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Piers Morgan. When Piers Morgan was interviewing Larry Pratt, he interviewed Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America twice. And at that time, I was still affiliated with Gun Owners of America. And, you know, I was not a big Piers Morgan fan. I still am not. Okay? I do not like anybody from any foreign country coming here and telling us what we need to be. And Piers Morgan, unfortunately, decided he should do that. He thought he was some higher consciousness or something. And I'm half British, and I see this a lot amongst some relatives where they believe that they are more superior. I don't know why. Now, after Trump was elected, you know, all of a sudden he came out like Captain Conservative. I just could not understand what was going on with the guy. But he sort of ruined any opportunity he had to have me as a fan and sit back and say, well, okay, maybe it's because of his British or whatever it is. I didn't like it the way he handled coverage of guns and gun control and gun rights. You know, I saw him with Ben Shapiro. I saw him with Larry Pratt. He went completely ad hominem on Larry Pratt. Ben Shapiro is a little quicker. Was a little quicker. He dealt with him fairly well. From Genesis Communications, he had, you know, he had Alex Jones. Alex did a very impassioned interview with him. And Piers thought that this would come off as being loony. We'll talk about that in a minute. But he is British. We know that the British can, we know how they can be about guns. Now, here's the thing about the British. The British have more violent crime per capita than we do. And that's the truth. Our cap in 2019, I don't know what it is for 2020. I'm sure it went up. Well, I think it went up a little bit. Some violent crime went down. Half of violent crime went up and half of violent crime went down. So I don't know what the actual breakdown is per 100,000. But in Ours has hovered around 387 to 500 per 100,000 for years. And it's been steadily going down until 2020, when everything was unleashed. But I digress. In Britain, they have 2,000 plus per 100,000 violent crimes. So, you know, if you're a young lady and you're getting raped by a guy and he's using a broken pool cue as his weapon, do you feel like you have a moral high ground because he didn't use a gun to dominate you and exert his will over you? If you're killed having your head caved in with a brick, does that give you higher moral ground than if you get shot? Violent crime is violent crime, and that's what we should all, across the world, we should all be against that. But in Britain, they have more of it than we do. And, of course, but at the same time, they sit back quite sanctimoniously and talk to us about guns. Morgan was particularly belligerent about the Second Amendment. Now, of course, in hindsight, he's decided to say that he would have handled it differently. Now, I don't know if he's changing his tune or if he's just changing the way he talks about them. He was recently confronted by Fox News' Sean Hannity about his more fiery gun control lectures from the past, and he revealed that he'd be more respectful in those debates if he could do it all again. At the tail end of this interview that's happened this past Monday, Hannity brought up a recent tense moment between Morgan and comedian Bill Maher after Maher referred to Queen Elizabeth as an old bag, prompting a defense of the Queen for Morgan. And in response to Hannity, Morgan admitted to being irritated by Maher's comment, and he said he felt a need to stand up for my Queen. My goodness. Having to muffle the sneezes. The moment helped highlight the differing cultures, Morgan said. He'd insisted that he'd do his gun control coverage differently if he could go back, wanting to be more respectful of the different culture in the U.S. on guns compared to Britain. Which, Britain has plenty of guns. They have millions of guns. Millions. It's just the type. Oh. I don't know if pollen suddenly invaded this place or what. He said, I would do it differently if I had my time again, because I think you've got to be mindful, if you're a Brit in a foreign country like America, that America has its own culture. It has a strong gun culture. And he added he doesn't feel comfortable with that culture coming from Britain. He admitted his approach was overbearing. Now, he isn't talking here about becoming pro-gun. Ted Nugent took him to a gun range to let him shoot. And he admitted, wow, that was really exhilarating. He still doesn't want gun rights on the other side of the pond, for example. But it's nice to see the mea culpa coming from someone who was such a horrendous rear end over the subject. He came to the United States, got on American TV, then proceeded to pretend he had a British audience when it came to the subject. He talked over Larry Pratt and called him a stupid, dangerous man. He referred to the Constitution that Ben Shapiro slid across to him as his little book. And, you know, while Alex Jones was in there just going off on him with all the passion of a patriot that you might expect, he thought that Alex Jones would be dismissed as a loon. And he admits that he talked over Pratt because he thought that Larry Pratt would make people think. And he made himself remarkably unpopular with many, not because he didn't value the Second Amendment, but because he was so arrogant about his disagreement. To hear him admit that he handled it wrong is a nice change of pace, but what you won't hear from him say is that he was wrong about guns. He regrets his coverage, but not his opinions. And nothing has changed on that front. And luckily, as he's a British subject, we don't actually have to care what he thinks. Or what the Brits think, for that matter. Yet, just as he doesn't like it when someone badmouths Queen Elizabeth, we don't like it when somebody badmouths our right to keep and bear arms. And it's too bad he didn't figure that out sooner. But his time here has come and gone. He had a CNN show I never figured out why it stayed on. Well, it's CNN after all. What am I? I just answered my own question. I was on the phone with Larry Pratt after his second appearance with that. And I thought the second appearance went better than the first. And the reaction to Larry's appearances on there was telling. It was telling. People that saw Larry on there and the way he was treated by Piers Morgan was interesting. It was interesting. Because quite unbidden, because Gun Owners of America does not get out there and do a lot of, you know, sending out an email saying, you need to send us $10 or we're going to lose every right we've got. They don't do that very often back then. I don't think they do it now. I haven't been paying attention. But quite unbidden, both times that Larry was on there, they just got donations left, right, and center. And most of these, like the Firearms Policy Coalition, Gun Owners of America, they're 501c, so they can only take donations. They're not out there to make any money. They're not out there to do anything commercial to where they would make money from it. So quite unbidden from that, just based upon the coverage of that show alone, just the two Piers Morgan CNN appearances, because Larry would go on anybody's show and cross swords with anybody. America responded with their pocketbook. I think it was a couple of million dollars, which that's big money. That's big money for anybody, anytime. But like I said, it's nice that he realizes he was an idiot, or that maybe he should have done it better. We'll see. We'll see what. And as far as that, it's really a nothing burger. It's just interesting to look at. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.